Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back. A Whiter Shade of Pale is the name of that song. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Right after after you check that out, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Take the poll question. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. However you like to get your information. Whatever your brain requires of you. Does your brain like to learn by reading or by listening or by watching? And that's what we're talking about right now. We got that on our website, but we're talking about what's going on with your brain these days. With our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Jason Silva, is a filmmaker, a futurist, and an epiphany addict, it says here. I'll get him to explain himself here in just a second. He's the host of the new National Geographic Channel's series, Brain Games. It's a series, right, Jason?
That's right, yeah. It's a 12-episode series, and again, it starts this Monday, April 22nd at 9 p.m.
Every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. And thanks again for hanging out with us, Jason. Give us some examples of some of the brain teasing, some of the brain manipulating things that you guys are doing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have also. Well, I mean, every episode tackles a different theme. So we have episodes on perception. We have episodes on persuasion. We have episodes on how you interpret time. We have episodes on how motion affects the brain. And one of our characters is a recurring expert. He's a deception specialist. And
yeah, he's fun.
Robbins.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
You need to get a hat like that, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. and what he does is he exploits the limitations of your attention faculties. Like most people are under the impression that they can multitask, but this is the kind of guy that quickly shows you that actually is not really possible.
That even when you single task, you might not be getting it all.
Right. I mean, most people just switch really rapidly between different tasks.
Yeah.
That is not really multitasking. Your attention can only really be in one place at once and in one task at once. And what this guy does is he creates a lot of these experiments where he misdirects your attention. He is an expert at funneling your attention in any direction that he wants, and then he exploits that sort of built-in shortcoming, that limitation, that hardwired limitation of your brain, to really, you know, create these mind-boggling situations where
God,
he stole your watch or he stole your wallet, and that's kind of astonishing.
Would that be an application?
But again, it's always to teach you about your brain. Sorry?
Would that be an application for businesses to help understand how distractions can affect their employees' productivity?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, again, all the games we do in the show are meant as hooks to teach you something about your brain that then you can apply in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, another example is this idea of inattentional blindness, right? Like, you know, let's say you all take the same commute to work every day. After a while, your brain has created mental models of this commute to work so that you're relying kind of on an autopilot. You know where you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not even, it's underneath your consciousness. But the problem is that you're no longer present, so now you're starting to miss the sort of nuances and details of the everyday because you're stuck in these mental habits. So consider how that can affect you in the workplace.
What about, all right, so you got an employee sitting there, and they're up online, they're working off their screen, they're connected to the internet, but also in one little corner is their Facebook page link, and there's a badge for their Twitter feed, and also laying on the table is their cell phone, which can send them texts and other things, and some young folks say, oh, I can handle all that, I can multitask and still get the job done. What do you think? What have you learned?
Well, look, I think it's important to talk about how these technologies, as Marshall McLuhan used to say, both extend and amputate at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So
they create opportunities and disruptions, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, nobody could argue against the sort of astonishing capacities of these smartphones. I mean, there's a cyborg anthropologist called Amber Case that says that these smartphones actually give us technologically mediated telepathy, because now we can send our thoughts and ideas across time, space, and distance, effectively transcending time, space, and distance. So the fact that our minds are no longer bound by the normal rules of Euclidean space, mm-hmm. kind of amazing. On the other hand, if 50 people are sending emails at the same time, are you ever going to address those emails with the kind of attention that they deserve? That takes a kind of mental discipline. So, you know, these tools are incredible, but you got to learn how to ride them.
You're saying that we're getting to the point where the brain is having a hard time keeping up with what our brains have been able to create.
In some ways, yes. I mean, the futurist Ray Kurzweil says that we're experiencing the growing pains as our increasingly powerful technologies are exceeding our capacities to maybe mm-hmm. leverage those technologies effectively. Mm-hmm. And what he proposes is that, you know, consider that the smartphone in your pocket today is a million times cheaper, a million times smaller, and 1,000 times more powerful than what used to be half a building in size. Mm-hmm. $60 million supercomputer of 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of miniaturization, that billion-fold increase in computational capacity and then shrinking it 1,000-fold, like, that's kind of credible. And in 25 years, maybe our supercomputers, he predicts, will be the size of blood cells interfacing mm-hmm. directly with our biological neurons.
Well, we already
have. We'll be expanding our brains.
We already have nanotech, so that's just, that's just a year or two away. Hey, I got to wrap it up. You want to give us a website?
Yes, of course. People can go to National Geographic Channel's website and search Brain Games, and there's a companion site to the show with original content and videos.
All right.
Great. I'm also at Jason Silva at Twitter.
And that is Monday, the April 22nd at 9 o'clock Eastern on Nat Geo. Hey, thanks for being here, Jason. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you so
much. Enjoyed having you here. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.